we do, whatever we eat, everything, then he becomes perfect. Simply by understanding God perfectly, not perfectly, preliminarily. Nobody can understand God perfectly. That is not possible. That is not in our capacity. God is so great. We are so small. But to our small understanding, whatever we can know, that are described in different kinds of scriptures, and Bhagavad Gita is also another description of the truth, absolute truth. So here Krishna says that anyone who understands this absolute truth or the activity or the purpose or the appearance, disappearance about God. What is God? What are his activities? Just like we have got our activities, we have got our identification. Similarly, God has got his identification, his activity, his form, everything. Now one has to understand what is that. It is completely dibbam. Dibbam means it is not like this material. It is spiritual. So that is a spiritual science. So the result will be that janma karma cha me dibbam evam jo veti tapat. Tapata means truth, scientifically. 2 + 2 = 4. This is called tattva, truth. Similarly, anyone who understands the science of God, then the result will be tattva deham. By quitting this body, we have to quit, leave this body, that is a fact. He will also not remain in this body, I will not also remain in this body. But before quitting this body, before leaving this body, if we can simply understand what is God, doesn't matter what are you are doing, you remain occupied in your duties, you remain what you are, it doesn't matter. Simply try to understand what is God and what are his activities. Then you will become liberated. So much facility is offered. And the Bhagavad Gita is there, you can understand. With all your reason, with all your arguments, with all your senses, what is God? It is nothing dogmatic. It is all reasonable, philosophical. Unfortunately, they have decided that God is dead. How God can be dead? This is another astralla. You are not dead. How God can be dead? So there is no question of God being dead. He is always present, just like sun is always present. Only the rascals, they say there is no sun. There is sun. It is out of your sight, that's all. Similarly, because we cannot see God, therefore God is dead, is a rascal. It is not very good conclusion. So one has to understand what is God, this God. So Krishna says, anyone who understands this philosophy or science of God, philosophy, for the science of science, so therefore I use this word science. So science of God, then after leaving this body, taktadeham punarjanma naayati. He does not come back again to take this conditional material form. Then he is finished? No. He says, mameti so arjuna. My dear Arjuna, that person comes to me. That means you are transferred to the spiritual kingdom or God's kingdom, just like we are present here face to face. You can go there and see and talk, everything is there, simply by understanding. And for that understanding, here is Bhagavad Gita. So why don't you take this advantage? We are trying to place before you Bhagavad Gita. We are not charging anything fees for from him, that he give me $35 or $50. No, we are distributing this knowledge free. Please come and take it. There is no loss on your part, but there is so much gain. And try to understand it nicely. Then the result will be Taktabhi Hang Punajanma Naiti Mameti Kanta. If you simply can understand this preliminary thing, what is God? That's all. Then you have got duty. As soon as you know your relationship with God, then you have got some duty. Oh, when you are engaged in such duties, then you are already in the liberated stage. You are already in the liberated stage. Simply by understanding God, you become liberated. Your certificate is there, you can enter. Takta dehaṁ punarjanma naiti māmeti kaṁ. Thank you very much. Is that clear?
You say that the reason that we forget is that we change, the body changes. Now, when we chant, we remember. What correlation is there between this? I talked to Jared before about horizontal memory and vertical. I understand
this. I wish
you
could sort of elaborate on why
we forget. I mean, I don't
completely understand. Yes, it is intelligent question. You forget because you have got this material body, and because the material body is changing every moment, every second, therefore you forget. Is it not? You are forgetting, you do not know what exactly you are doing at this time because your body has changed. Similarly, you do not exactly remember last year on this date, at this time, what you are doing because body has changed. Similarly, it is the nature of the body to change and you forget. That is the nature of this material body. But if you constantly remain in Krishna consciousness, that means you stand on the spiritual platform.
Remember, means that continue.
In the spiritual platform you don't forget Krishna. In the material platform, you forget so many things. But in the spiritual platform, you don't forget Krishna and Krishna's duties. So if you can continue in that way, then you continue in spiritual platform, and the result will be that after getting out of this body, you are spiritually situated. So we have to continue the spiritual, stand on spiritual platform by Krishna consciousness, always remembering Krishna. Satatam smartabham satatam Vishnu. Vismartabham najatichi. This is the process. You have to remember always Krishna, Vishnu. That is called meditation. That is called samadhi. The samadhi, the meditation which is going on, that is not meditation. Meditation means always thinking of Vishnu. That is meditation. So this Krishna consciousness is perfect meditation. Always thinking. And it is certified in Bhagavad Gita, Yoginamapi sarvesam मद्गत अंतरात्मना मद्गतेन अंतरात्मना सद्यावान भजतीं धूमान समय सुचतम सो कृष्ण से ही फर्स्ट क्लास योगी हु इज कॉन्स्टेंटली इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस सद्यावान भजति धूमान इन फेथ एंड डिवोशन ऑल इज रिमेंबरिंग कृष्णा हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे समय दिखतम मत जोगी नाम की सर्वेशा ऑफ ऑल द जोगी दे हैव ओपन सो मेनी क्लासेस ऑफ योगा क्लास समबडी इज एडवर्टाइजिंग दैट यू कैन रिमेन यंग यू कैन हैव बेटर सेक्स पावर और यू कैन रिड्यूस योर बॉडीली फैट So that is also possible that you can do by ordinary exercise. But real purpose of yoga is to concentrate the mind on Vishnu always. That is true. So that is Krishna consciousness. So Krishna consciousness is the highest perfectional stage of yoga practice.
When we associate with Krishna through his name.
Krishna and Krishna's name is
non-divine. Yes, yes. Sometimes we forget who are really sometimes
we forget to do what.
By associating with Krishna through his name, then we can remember our duties or less
duties. Yes, you remember. If you remember Krishna, then you remember all duties of Krishna. If you remember, suppose you are working in an office, if you remember that you have to go to such office at such and such time, that means you remember all the duties of the office. That is automatic. It is not that while you are going on in the office, on the way, you know what you have to do there. But because you are remembering the office, that means automatically they are there, in dormant stage. Vishnu means all-pervading God. God is everywhere, just like the sun. The sun is a planet, and there is a sun god also. In each and every planet, there is a predominating deity. Just like in this planet, you have got a predominating man, president. Similarly, in each and every planet, there is a predominating living creature. In the sun planet, the predominating living creature is called sun god. In the moon planet, the predominating deity is called moon god. Then similarly, there are millions of planets and there is a predominating deity. So similarly, the original planet, Krishna Loka, the predominant deity is Krishna, who is Vishnu. So, just like the sun is situated in the particular planet, but the sun sign is spread all over the universe. Similarly, Krishna Vishnu, although he is in his planet, his energy is distributed all over the creation. Therefore, he is all-pervading. Vishnu means all-pervading God. He is everywhere. Annantarastham paramanuchayantarastham. He is within this universe. He is within the atom also. He is within you also. He is sara sarvabhutanam riddhiseva jnatishtha. So Vishnu means all-pervading. But by our material conception, we think that anything which is all-pervading, how it can be localized, personal. That is our material conception. Just like I am sitting here, you are sitting here, you cannot be all-pervading. But your mind, because it is finer, the mind can be in so many places. Similarly, when you are still finer intelligence, you are still finer spirit soul, you can also become all-pervading. At the present moment, we are hampered, conditioned by the covering of this material body. Therefore, our endeavor should be how we get out of this material body. And that formula I have already explained, that tatta deham punarjanmanaiti. If you simply understand what is God, simply by this understanding, tatta deham, after leaving this body, punarjanmanaiti, you don't get any more this material body. Simply try to understand what is Vishnu. Then you become as good as a Vishnu. First of all, you understand you Vishnu, that he is all pervading. So Vishnu, because he has got spiritual body, similarly, when you get your spiritual body, how you can get? By understanding Vishnu. Therefore, the Vedic mantra, Rig mantra is Tad Vishnam Paramam Padam Sadapasanti Suraya. The Suraya, those who are demigods or aliens, their destination is Vishnu. But ordinary man, they do not know that. Nati vidu sarthagatim hi Vishnu. They do not know that their ultimate goal of life is to understand Vishnu. Why? Durasayadi vahirattamahina. They are trying to become perfect with this material condition. That is not possible. You have to know Vishnu. Then you become perfect. Otherwise, you have to change this body one after another. Bhutya bhutya praliyate. You have one body, you remain for some time, then it is destroyed, you get immediately another body, again enter into the womb of mother, again form your body from little pulse-like body to this body, and grow to your higher status. In your younger age, then again become dwindle, become old man, and it can vanish. So, vritta vritta paliyate, everything material will have to change like this. And there are 8,400,000 of different kinds of bodies, and you have to evolve in the cycle of such bodies. So if you want to get out of this circulation, continual, then here is the formula. Tattadeham punarjanma naiti mameti kaunti. Simply try to understand what is God or Vishnu. Then you get that opportunity. What do you mean? Understand means simply hear and get out from the other.
But I mean we can't understand Krishna without Lord.
Huh?
We can't understand Krishna without Lord.
With your material mind, when you are Krishna consciousness, your quality of mind is changed. The mind, the understanding of God, is simply purification of the senses. Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Graham Indriye. By the present senses, you cannot understand what is God, what is His name, what is His quality, what is His form, what are our activities. Now, you have to learn this. The Bhagavad Gita says, Vetti Tata. You have to learn. So, now he, as you say, that mind, of course, with this mind, you cannot understand, you cannot think of Krishna. With this tongue, you cannot chant Hare Krishna. With this ear, you cannot hear what is Hare Krishna. With these eyes, you cannot see what is Krishna. But if you purify, just like cataracted eyes cannot see, but if you purify your eyes, then you can see everything. The eyes will remain as it is, but you have to purify. The process is purification. Sevan mukhaihi jivhado. That purification takes place when you engage yourself in the service of Krishna. So this Krishna consciousness movement means to engage a person in the service of Krishna. Just like the temple is Krishna's, you wipe out the floors, you decorate it, collect flowers, engage your eyes to hear about Krishna, engage your tongue for chanting Hare Krishna. So, engage your eyes to see the deity, engage your legs to go to the temple. In this way, if you engage your senses, present senses, for Krishna consciousness, then it becomes gradually purified. And you, Krishna becomes revealed. Sevan mukhi jivhadam swami. You cannot see Krishna. But when you are anxious, when you are purified, Krishna reveals Himself to you. By your eyes, if you say, Krishna, please come, I will see you. That is not possible. Krishna is not your order supply. He wants to see you how much you are qualified to see Him. When you are qualified, He will do it. He is everywhere. Simply you have to make your eyes to see Him. That's all. And this is the process, Krishna consciousness. Sevan mukhi jivhado svameva kulatta. He reveals. Similarly, it is confirmed in the Narad Pancharatra. Sarvapadipininmuktam. Sarvapadipininmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. We have to become, first of all, free from all disease. If I think I'm American, if I think I'm Christian, if I think I'm Indian, if I think I'm Hindu, if I think I'm Muslim, if I think I'm this, I'm that, these are all designations. When you are free from the designation, sarvapadhi vinirmuktam, and what is that freedom? I am Krishna's. That's all. I am not American, not Indian, not Hindu, not Muslim, not Christian. I am Krishna's or God's. That is sarvapadhi vinirmuktam. And as you are convinced that you are God's or Krishna's, then engage yourself not in the designated service, but Krishna's service. Tatparatena nirmalam. Then everything will be purified. Your eyes will be purified, your ears will be purified, your legs, everything, all senses will be purified. When your senses are purified, Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. When with that purified senses, Rishikena means sensitive. Krishna's name is Rishikesh. Rishikesh means the master of the senses. Govinda. Govinda also means the master of the senses. So, the senses which have got this hand, leg, eyes, everything, I am not the proprietor. Practically, the proprietor is Krishna. So when you engage your all the senses in the service of the master of the senses, that is called bhakti. Rishikena, Rishikesa, Sevanam, Bhakti Richard. That Rishikena, that senses, must be purified. How? Sarvapad even in Muktam, being released free from all desires. But the difficulty is that we are not free from designation. We are thinking, oh, I am Christian, or oh, I am Hindu, I am this, I am that. Nobody is thinking that I am Krishna, I am God. So this designation disease has to be first of all cured. Then you become pure. So long you keep your designation, you are not here. You are in the material condition. Therefore, sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhaktiruchi. This is bhakti. You have to be free from all designations. Then, when you begin service, then Krishna reveals himself. Tisham satatujuttanam bhajatam pritipurvatam dadami buddhijugam tam. He is within you. He will give you intelligence. This is this. Why? When? Tisham satatujuttanam bhajatam pritipurvatam. When he is in love and faith engaged in my service, then why? Otherwise, why Krishna is talking? He is within you, that's all right. But he talks with you when you are qualified. So this Krishna consciousness means to make you qualified to talk with Krishna, to see Krishna, to understand Krishna. And then tattādi haṁ puṇarjanma, then by quitting this body, no more you are going to accept any material body, you are directly transferred to Krishna. Māme iti kaṁ. This is a simple process. You say that you are not dictionary. You have to answer all these questions. What's Chandra's function? What business you have? What's Chandra's function?
No, somebody asked me
that. That you ask for Krishna. Chandra's function is, you don't know, it is giving light. That is his function. Chandra means moon, you want to say?
Yes.
And then moon is giving the light, that's all. Everyone knows, a child knows. Chandra's function. What is that? Chandra's function is to give light at night, that's all. Any fool knows. There is not question. You must then put some intelligent question to understand Krishna. Chandra's function, Chandra means moon. The moon function everyone knows. What is difficulty? You should have at least this common sense to reply. The Chandra's function is to give light, that's all.
Yes.
The sanitary engineer's function, scavenger, everyone knows. Is they are called sanitary engineers, the scavengers. Similarly, they are like that. Different kinds of engineers, sanitary engineer, water works engineer, life department engineer, that's all. First of all, try to understand what is your function. Then try to understand what is others' function. Your function is to become servant of Krishna. That how you can know? There are millions and trillions of other means. What is the function? That here you have to see what is your function. That is sarvapadi vininmuktam tatparatmena nirmalam rishikena rishikesa sevanam bhakti richyate. You have to purify your senses and be engaged in the service of Krishna. We have to first of all see whether I am actually in my own function. That is the sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam saranam bhaje. That is the function. We have to give up all other functions simply to be engaged in Krishna's function. That is my duty. So everyone's function is that. Chandra function, he is giving light under the order of Krishna. He is servant of Krishna.